The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, coming up, we're going to make fun of Carmela's side piece, the shiftless and lazy vice president. Also, Chuck Todd, what a goofball. But first, changing pro football, give me a break as we bring you now, Holy Crap It Sports with Pete Davis!
It's not football season. Let's talk baseball season, by God,
because
it's baseball season.
Yes, it is.
Marcell Ozuna smashing a 3-run homer in the first inning. The Braves rolled to a 4-0 shutout win over the Twins today. Austin Riley also a home run.
There you go. I like it.
In his last spring outing, Chris Sale sharp. 3 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts.
Okay.
Matzik, Jimenez, and Iglesias all had scoreless innings in relief. A good day all around, I
Excellent.
Should say.
Excellent.
Plus, 40-year-old reliever Jesse Chavez held back tears today as he spoke about coming home to the Braves, his fifth stint in an Atlanta uni. Signed to a minor league deal, Chavez was released by the White Sox last Friday. Says this is where he wants to end his career after this season.
I remember him from the last time he was here. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the man. It's good.
Everybody likes Jesse.
Yeah.
The Braves released right-hander Penn Murphy back into the wild. They had picked him up on waivers from the Mets last November. And happy birthday to Tom Glavine. Still a hockey player in his heart.
Yeah.
I always remember flying back on that Learjet with Tom's family, and I passed out using a baguette as a pillow. And Tom's wonderful mother leaned over to the late, great Jack Kennedy and asked, "Is that boy going to be okay?
Is he dead?"
Because I looked dead.
I played
that was
golf.
A rough weekend.
I played golf with Tom Glavine a couple holes one time, and man, that guy can hit a golf ball. Let me tell you, he could be pro material if he wanted to. Or good in the day, sure.
Dodger superstar and money marketing genius Shohei Ohtani will make a statement about his former translator's gambling debts and how they were handled by the player a few minutes coming up at 5:45 Eastern Time, but he's refusing to answer questions from the media. This debacle has been mishandled by his people so badly from the very start, and MLB waiting 2 whole days to announce an investigation isn't helping it. There are already memes on social media comparing Shohei's treatment to what Pete Rose has gone through and still goes through to this day. Meanwhile, the translator, Ippe Mizuhara, had them put in the Angels media guide last year that he was a graduate of UC Riverside. The school has no record of him graduating from there.
What are they doing?
Which begs the question, why would anyone claim to have matriculated at UC Riverside, much less get a degree from there? That's like saying you went to Arizona State.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second there, mister.
Of course, Twitter has weighed in. One person tweeting, "We're about to find out the guy doesn't even speak Japanese."
we ought to take that news or whatever the statement or whatever it is at 5:45. Let's do it. Let's try to get that. Let's see what happens. It is for a minute and see what happens. Yeah.
That's true. And Jeff tweeted about the hypocrisy of MLB and ESPN saying, "Welcome back to SportsCenter, presented by ESPN Bet." For more on the Ohtani situation, we go to our FanDuel MLB insider, Jeff Passan, at our DraftKings studio in L.A., brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook. Jeff, how could something like this happen?
What are the odds?
Seriously, what are the odds? Very good. Very quick. Excellent there. Hold on a second. I got something for you here.
Thank you.
All right. 41-year-old Robinson Cano hit a home run, 2 RBIs, and Trevor Bauer pitched 3 scoreless innings yesterday as Diablos Rojos del Mexico, or the Mexican Red Devils, beat the New York Yankees 4-3 in Mexico City. Scoreless innings against the Yankees.
Against the actual Yankees, including one of the big, that 6'7", 280 guy, struck him out and got a couple of grounders and struck out a couple, and he reached 99 on the gun. I mean, he's a pitcher.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge.
Aaron
he can still throw at 99. Man, that's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, I don't know how.
And
he's
he didn't
not
do anything wrong. I can't believe this. I can't believe that you woke pansies.
Well, teams do not want women outside picketing. When this happens, the bad press they will get from the media.
He didn't do anything wrong. He had a relationship with a girl who wanted to be roughed up. It's in writing. I can't wait for you to knock me out. I mean,
it's
several. Right. So that, and what you can. I mean, how about the ear of the woman? How about doing what the woman wants? How about respecting the woman and her needs and desires? I mean, what's wrong?
It's true.
My God.
Yeah.
Freaking phonies.
Moving along, not a good weekend for Georgia football as tailback Trevor Etienne arrested early Sunday morning. His vehicle observed driving recklessly around the UGA campus. Oh. The 19-year-old transferred from Florida is expected to be a huge part of the Bulldogs' offense, charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, failure to maintain lane, and window tinting violation.
Mm.
As one Gators fan put it, he fits right in.
Perfect. And no proof of insurance.
Head coach Kirby Smart expected to talk about it tomorrow. We'll see what he has to say.
Right.
Justice Terry, a 5-star defensive lineman out of Manchester High School here in Georgia, who pledged to UGA last year, has flipped to Southern Cal.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
Well, supposedly the guy who recruited him left Georgia to become the head coach at Georgia State, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah, maybe.
So we'll see. Yeah. NFL owners have approved a rule proposal to ban hip-hop from football, and I'm telling you right now, I'm all for it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hip-hop is not the same thing you're thinking of here, Pete. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. They banned the swivel hip-drop tackle.
Ah.
It sounds like a good name for a song.
I don't even know.
The hip-drop tackling ban proposal, written to address the rugby tackling style, which is spread around the league. The tackling technique results in lower back injuries, but retired star J.J. Watt says, okay, might as well start fitting players for the old flag football right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And by the way, how about this for a suggestion? And this has been offered before, and they're really serious about it. Much like in rugby or whatever the other name is for the rugby-like sport, how about no equipment? No shoulder pads, no helmets, and I guarantee you, that they would not be ramming a shoulder into somebody's so-and-so because they'd break their shoulder. I mean, they would have to come up with a way to stop the advance of the other guy without hurting themselves with no equipment.
There's no way. There'd be concussions right and left.
Well,
there's no way they can stop those bodies moving at that
speed. Then it's not going to be. What's the future? What's the outcome? If they're going to keep.
It's more and more pansies.
Well,
it's what it's got
to
be.
Flag football. They'll be based
little
on
known
speed.
Fun fact here.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
The swivel hip drop tackle invented by Elvis Presley whilst playing for the Tupelo High School, Humes High, back in the early 50s.
I did not know that. Tremendous.
Swivel hip.
Swivel?
March Madness news. Vanderbilt hiring James Madison's Mark Byington as its next head coach. Mm-hmm. James Madison beat the Badgers in the first round before bowing out to Duke in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics visit the Hawks tonight in State Farm Arena. I'm sure you'll be down there.
I was going to go there and do a live shot. I was hoping the 680 wants me to be on their program tonight. I think probably.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Brazilian soccer star Vinicius Jr. broke down in tears at today's news conference, admitting he has less will to play because of racist abuse directed toward him in Spain.
Oh, boy.
He must be mistaken.
Yeah.
Europeans can't be racist.
Oh,
they're
no.
so much more civilized than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that. All the racism is tied up here in America.
Yeah.
Despite the fact the slave trade from Africa to America was invented by Europeans. Can you imagine an NFL, an MLB, or an NBA game where you had to stop the action for 5 or 15 minutes because people were yelling the N-word at players?
Yeah. Hell, they were throwing bananas at the black players in the soccer games in Germany and everywhere. All over the place.
Yeah. But we're the barbarians over here. Yeah, right. Just saw an ad on the Daily Mail website, and I thought it was a joke. You're not going to believe this. It reads, NCAA NIL compensation lawsuit. Were you denied NIL compensation opportunities between 2016 and 2023? Your rights may be affected by a class action lawsuit. Contact NILCollegeAthleteLitigation.com.
If you went to a company and said I'm a football player and I want you to pay me money and they said no we don't think so, you can sue them because they didn't want to give you money.
The NCAA, because they're the ones who told you you couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
It's coming.
I tell you, the end of day, I mean, it's athletics is just...
I'm telling you, there are Mexican ball lawyers lined up from here to Hyannisport waiting to sign these players up. Oh, I'm sorry, Abogados.
Yeah.
Abogados.
Yeah.
Emma Keen is a 42-year-old Welsh woman who decided at her age she's going to climb Mount Everest, or at least a part of it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Well, you expect hardships like freezing to death, blizzards, falling into a crevasse, maybe. What you don't expect is having a yak gore you in the ass while you're FaceTiming with your family back in the United Kingdom.
Oh, it's got to be good video.
She's basically
there.
Talking, hey, everybody, look at this yak behind me. The yak is backing up like a goat and charges her, gores her in the leg, lifts her up in the air, and she lands. She turns around, and it's doing that hoof thing like the cartoon with Bugs Bunny as the matador, getting ready to charge her again, and some Sherpas run in and grab her and distract like the bunch of rodeo clowns and distract the yak from her to save her life.
Wow. Is there a video of this? If you can Google that.
I believe so. The FaceTime. Yes, she was FaceTiming it.
Wow.
On this day, March 25th, 1981, the Braves trade outfielder Gary Matthews, Sarge, to the Phillies for Bob Walk. Bob was a bad pitcher and even worse broadcaster on Pirates Radio. I think he's still there.
Bob Walk.
And in 1997, the Braves traded outfielders David Justice and Marquise Grissom to the Indians for outfielder Kenny Lofton and reliever Alan Embry. Lofton will spend just one disgruntled season in Atlanta, hitting .333. He was not happy to
be
here.
Not a happy guy.
We weren't happy to have him here.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.